cell of my own construction. Bars cover the windows, locks bolt the door. I have created this prison brick by painful brick. I thought I could make a safe place to rest. Instead, I unconsciously created a prison with dab gray walls and anxiety-inducing silence. Thor. The taste of lightning is rolling on my tongue, sweet and spicy as mead. Its energy pouring through me, igniting every cell in my body. As the hammer strikes, the thunder follows, shaking the ground beneath my feet, unleashing the pent-up energy stored within me in a rush of joy. Little lies. Little white lies have vicious claws. Even those I tell myself, they amass over time, drawing tiny rivulets of blood, which collects into a river of misery and pain, caught in the ecstasy of crisis. Reboot. The fog is heavy today. It surrounds my head thick as cotton, taking away memory, logic, senses, locking me in an alternative universe where I am barely sentient. I wonder if this is what it feels like to lose my mind. It can last a day, a week, or a month. Snapping out of it, seeing clearly again, is like breaking the surface of a vast gray ocean, taking a deep breath of air, a metaphorical rebirth. All systems starting up, my brain waking anew. Death and the Maiden. His mahogany voice, full of whiskey, whispered promises of nebulous deeds. Star-shattered feelings in the obscure part of my opaque spirit. Revelry ruptures my placid heart. Benevolence flees my body in search of pleasurable pain to alleviate the empty space left in my dying imagination. Oh, how sweet the memory of sublime creation. My Milky Way of artistry leaves me with tears of starlight filling the river Styx. On my deathbed, he whispers, "Destroy and rebuild me." Fortifying my eternal devotion to his purpose, to his very essence, the other half of my soul. Sinner. I am the sinner. You are the saint. Follow the trace of pain deep into the bowels of the polluted soul. Feel the excruciating pain that has spread like poison, infecting the conscious stream with agony. On the cellular level. Agonizing waves. A wave crashing over me, my mind crumbles under the unfathomable pressure. Pain like no other, stabbing me repeatedly, breathing hard, working through the agony. Ah, the relief is intoxicating. I feel light as a feather, enjoying the precious feeling for the short time it lasts. Before the next wave crashes over me. Calm. The view calms me. Slow-moving clouds shrouding the peaks occasionally. The birds of prey scream in the distance, the smell of herbs and flowers in the air. All is peaceful. There is no rush, no stress, no demands. I can let my shield down, be utterly vulnerable. The ancient mountains, they speak to my soul, and I recognize their voices flowing through my being. They speak of the wind, of the snow and ice, of the old times, and the birth of the new times. Silence is filling me cell by cell, liquefying me until I'm nothing more than the mist shrouding the peaks. Child of the Abyss. Demons in the flames, licking my heart with fiery tongues, demanding my surrender, craving my darkness, claiming that I belong, that the embers of my soul were born